Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Chet Morgan. Batting second. The left fielder, Dixie Walker. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Hank Greenberg. Batting fifth. The catcher, Rudy York. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Pete Fox. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Don Ross. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Mark Christman. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting second. The left fielder, Lou Finney. Batting third. The second baseman, Stan Sperry. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Billy Werber. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Hayes. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Wayne Ambler. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Nels Potter. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Nels Potter. And now, play ball. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses takes first base on ball four. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to second. One out. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Moses moves to third. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. York moves to second. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a pop-up towards short. Ambler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. York scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Tigers. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber hits a pop-up towards short. Christman settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Auker moves to second. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker bunts towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. Auker moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 0 for 1 in the game. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Auker scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 2-0, Tigers. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Greenberg takes first base on ball 4. Gehringer moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 0 for 1 in the game. York hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. Gehringer scores. Greenberg moves to second. It's 4-0, Tigers. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 1 in the game. Fox hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Ross takes first base on ball 4. Greenberg moves to third. York moves to second. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 1 in the game. Christman hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Christman scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk, Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 0 for 0 in the game. Finney hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. It's 4-1, Tigers. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 1 in the game. Sperry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Auker strikes out. One out. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Potter fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Athletics 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Siebert goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2 Tigers. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 1 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 0 for 1 in the game. Ambler hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan. Ambler reaches second base with a double. Johnson scores. Hayes moves to third. It's 4-3, Tigers. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 0 for 1 in the game. Potter hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hayes scores. Ambler moves to third. It's Tigers, 4, Athletics, 4. Jake Wade now pitching. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ambler scores. Potter moves to second. It's 5-4, Athletics. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Potter moves to third. Moses moves to second. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 2 in the game. Sperry takes first base on ball 4. Potter scores. Moses moves to third. Finney moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Vern Kennedy now pitching. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Kennedy fields it and throws to first for the out. Moses scores. Finney moves to third. Sperry moves to second. Two outs. It's 7-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber juggles the ball. That's an error on Werber. Greenberg moves to second. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Sperry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Greenberg moves to third. Two outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0 for 2 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 2 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Hayes takes first base on ball 4. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Ambler takes first base on ball 4. Hayes moves to second. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hayes. The throw from York and he is out, Ross applying the tag. Two outs. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a pop-up towards third. Werber settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0 for 2 in the game. Christman strikes out. Two outs. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 7, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single, a triple, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan who is chasing the ball. Moses reaches third base with a triple. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Finney takes first base on ball 4. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Sperry hits a pop-up towards first. Greenberg settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses scores. Finney moves to second. It's 8-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Johnson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Finney scores. Siebert moves to second. It's 9-4, Athletics. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0 for 3 in the game. Werber hits a ball on the ground towards third. Ross juggles the ball. That's an error on Ross. Siebert moves to third. Johnson moves to second. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Hayes hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ambler hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Sperry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gehringer takes first base on ball 4. Morgan moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Greenberg hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hayes settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. York hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Nels Potter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, two triples, and a walk. He's got one RBI. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan throws the ball into Gehringer, who tags Moses trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a pop-up towards third. Ross settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-3 in the game. Fox hits a ball on the ground towards third. Werber fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Ross is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ross is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Ross hits a fly ball into center field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mark Christman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Christman is 0-for-3 in the game. Christman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Vern Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-1 in the game. Kennedy strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 9, and the Tigers 4. The Athletics will come to bat. Stan Sperry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sperry is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk, he's got one RBI. Sperry hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Morgan, who is chasing the ball. Sperry reaches third base with a triple. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sperry scores. It's 10-4, Athletics. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 2 RBIs. Johnson takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Billy Werber is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Werber is 0-for-4 in the game. Werber bunts towards third. Ross fields it and throws to first for the out. Siebert moves to third. Johnson moves to second. One out. Frankie Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Hayes strikes out. 2 outs. Wayne Ambler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ambler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Ambler hits a fly ball into center field. Morgan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 10, and the Tigers 4. The Tigers will come to bat. Chet Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Morgan hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dixie Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Walker moves to second. Hank Greenberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Greenberg is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Greenberg hits a ball on the ground towards short. Ambler picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ambler. Walker scores. Gehringer moves to third. It's 10-5, Athletics. Rudy York is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. York is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. York hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Pete Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 0-for-4 in the game. Fox hits a fly ball into left field. Finney settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 10, and Detroit Tigers, 5. Goodbye from Scheib Park in Philadelphia.